You may be seated if the children will join me up here for a children's message. Good morning. Good morning. Come on up this way, guys. Hello. Hello. So in our reading today, Jesus and his disciples are on the way somewhere. You guys ever drive around like in your car, like you're on the way, you're going somewhere, and you're not really where you want to be yet, you're just going there? They're on the way like that, and they're talking while they're on the way. And Jesus' disciples start talking about, man, it's going to be so great to follow Jesus around. And they start talking about which one of them is the greatest. They're just so happy about all the cool things Jesus is going to do. And Jesus says to them, hey, wait a minute. Like, we're going to do some cool things, but sometimes there's hard work that needs to happen too, okay? And Jesus tells them, part of what Jesus came to do was to work hard for people to suffer, to die, and then be raised. Have you guys heard this story before, that Jesus is going to come to die? Have you heard this? I'm going to tell you this story in case you haven't heard it. We talk about this story a lot of times near Easter, but it's the story that that's the whole reason we're here any day of the year, so we're going to tell it today. Jesus and his disciples are eating dinner, and it's the last dinner they get to have together. And when they get up, they go into a garden. These aren't this sort of is not a great picture of a garden, but they get together out in this garden, okay? And then one person who had been following Jesus around, his name was Judas. This is him right here. That's Judas, and this is Jesus in this picture. You've got Judas and Jesus. Judas comes up to Jesus, and he kisses Jesus. And the reason he does that is not because he's glad to see Jesus. He kisses Jesus because he had told some other men, the person that I kiss, that's Jesus, and you can take him away and lock him up in jail. So that's what these men do. They take Jesus and they lock him up in jail. And they're not nice to Jesus. They say mean things to him, which is what this man is doing in this picture. And eventually, you know what happens? They put Jesus on this cross right here. Can you see that? They put Jesus on this cross, and they kill him. He dies, and that's a really, really sad thing. But then, something amazing and incredible happens, something that's not ever happened before. There are some women who are going to go to Jesus' grave, to his tomb, to see his grave, and they are going. And when they get there, they find something really, really strange. This is another picture of that tomb. The women get there, and the tomb is open, and it's empty. Jesus isn't there, and there's an angel sitting there in very bright white clothes, and the angel says to them, Jesus isn't here. He's alive. He's been raised from the dead. And that's the amazing story that we tell, not just at Easter, but every Sunday, that Jesus, who was killed and who suffered and who died, did not stay dead, but God raised him back to life, and through Jesus we have life. That's a story that we need to tell a lot because it's confusing and it's hard to understand what that means, but that's the story of us as Christian people who follow Jesus, as people who believe that Jesus did not stay dead, but that God raised him, and that means that we have life too. It's an amazing story. It's a confusing story. So if you don't get it all yet, that's okay. Your parents can talk to you about it more, and I'm going to keep talking about it as much as I can. But the amazing, amazing thing is, with God, we have life, just like Jesus has life. And that is such a wonderful thing. We then use our lives to help other people. That's what it's all about. Will you guys pray with me as we think about this story? Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for sending Jesus.
Thank you for sending Jesus.
Thank you for giving him life.
Thank you for giving him life.
And giving us life.
And giving us life.
Help us
to help other people.
Amen.
Amen.
thank you guys for coming to Children's Church and listening to that story with me. If you have questions about that story, you can talk about it with your parents. You can go back to your seats, or you can go to Children's Church right over here with Miss Tina.